Can Larry Kesselman, NBL Executive Chairman and owner of the NBL, has been good enough to jump on the line and give us a couple of minutes of his time again. Welcome to you, Larry. Thanks a lot for rejoining me.
Yeah, good afternoon.
You've put out a press release today talking about the plotting of a season start. I'll play you a little bit of Richard Colbeck, the sports minister, and then you can tell us your plan as well on the back of what you're planning and what Mr. Colbeck said. Here's Richard Colbeck earlier today talking about sports like the NBL playing indoors.
Well, look, that's going to be one of the considerations, particularly if crowd is an important element in the sport itself. And in my conversations with the health professionals through the AHPPC, that there have been some conversations about the difference between indoor sport and outdoor sport and the capacity for some of the outdoor sports to be more active a little bit sooner. Those conversations, and that's based on international evidence around the spread of COVID-19 in the various environments. More information will come to light on that, and that will impact, I think, on how those sports continue. But the sports will have to make their own decisions based on what they see as the imperatives for them in the recommencement of the sport.
Essentially, put a good case together, Larry, and start to plan, and that's exactly what you've done.
Yeah, that's the conversations we're starting now. I think the first sort of 4 to 6 weeks, like for most businesses, and I think people around Australia, it was all a little bit doom and gloom, and I feel like we're slowly coming out of it. And I actually think the government's done a fantastic job at bringing this to the point that it is now that we can even start thinking about it. So sport is extraordinarily important in Australia, and we don't miss what has transpired. And I think now is the right time to start planning.
And you mentioned on the program a week ago, you still like to look at October, your traditional NBL season start. What about the thought that maybe crowds could return? Because you did mention to me that if you could get crowds back, that's what your model's based on.
Yeah, we want to give crowds every chance to be part of our season. That's the number one goal for us. We probably could start in October, but I think if the decision is, can we let crowds in October, and if we can't, well, that's the decision we're going to have to make at that point. We want to try to wait and give ourselves every chance to play with crowds.
And things like playing on, if crowds are all of a sudden allowed, say, December indoors, would you consider Christmas Day and all those options as well? I mean, Christmas Day is one thing that's been looked at. It's almost a traditional basketball day in many countries, especially the US, and hasn't been used here. You've got to try and squeeze your season in amongst every other sport too, Larry.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's the thinking we're doing now. We're talking to the clubs. We're trying to understand the player situation, the timing of the other sports. But our number one goal is to see how we can get fans back in the venue. And if we have to push the season back to do that, we're planning for it. That's what we're doing. We can start later. I don't think it's certainly ideal, but it's also not the end of the world. And looking at what the other sports are doing is part of it. We're in a lucky situation that this has transpired right at the end of our season, and we've got a little bit of time to plan for it, especially if it gets pulled out. So, as you said, if it's end of the year, well, it's still plenty of time for us to plan.
And Richard Colbeck also talked about international teams coming here. The T20 World Cup is still an option to happen here with multiple teams from overseas. India coming here as well. Gave us the indication that international players for their individual purposes to come and play in sports like the A-League and the NBL is a massive possibility as well.
Yeah, I think we have to really stand back and assess where we are. If people have a look what's happening around the world, we're living in a country that's in a great position to maximise on it. The fact that we've got sport coming back, NRL, AFL, not too far away, hopefully, I think we're in a good place. And I think we've got to just give credit where credit is due. We're all good at beating up on government when they do things wrong. I think where they've got us to is a good position. We all have to do the right thing, download the app, continue to do what we're, you know, being encouraged to do. And I think we'll come out of it okay. I know that there's conversations where people are looking at us and going, well, should we pick up the whole competition and just come play in Australia? That's how bad it is. So, no, I'm very, very upbeat. I'm not taking anything for granted. I think there's a lot of work still to do, but we've got a bit of time on our side, and I'm very hopeful and positive that we'll end up with a season this year.
So, in your eyes, what's plan A, B and C in terms of timing?
Well, plan A is to try to get everyone into the venue and given a bit of time, hopefully we can have a full normal season. Plan B is looking at reduced crowds, and Plan C is playing with no crowds. So, and let me tell you, Plan C for us is a very difficult situation, both commercially, but also just not who we are as a sport. So we're going to do everything possible to avoid Plan C, and if we have to delay the season to allow for crowds, then we will. So that's our intent as a league. We love and thrive on our fans, and anyone who's been to a game of basketball understands what it's all about. You know, we're there to entertain, and we're there to entertain the family, the kids, and for family to come along and just really be upbeat. And I think we're all going to be so ready for that more than ever. So we're going to do everything we can and work with the government and put the right plans in place as to how to do it in a safe way.
Would you do something radical like an outdoor round? Larry, you play open air. You've played open air games every season since you've been in control. It seems to work well. If crowds are allowed into open air venues, outdoor venues, it might be a lure for you because crowds are the number one parameter for you.
Well, I think you've known me now for a little while, and I think you know that nothing's off the table with me. I'll look at anything. Anything that brings joy and enjoyment to the fans and gets the competition moving in the right direction, we'll do it. I don't know about Melbourne and the weather factor, so we'll have to think about that one with too many outdoor games, but we're looking at everything. We're looking at interim competitions. We want to bring the sport back as quickly as we can. There's a task force where all of basketball has come together, from Basketball Australia through to, you know, WNBL and players, and we're all chatting about how do we bring basketball back. I know the families are hurting. They want their kids back playing, and even adults that are still playing. We all want the sport back, but I think the way back is to bring the grassroots back first and just take one step at a time. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves. We've got some time, so we're going to plan properly, and our number one goal will be is how do we get as many fans as we can into our venues in a safe way. And that's what we're going to be starting to plan now.
You've kept one of your superstars of the competition. Your marquee player, Mitch Creek, is staying in the NBL, which means a lot for the league, but you might lose Bryce Cotton. Here's Trevor Gleeson, multiple championship-winning coach of the Perth Wildcats, saying he hopes that the NBL might adjust their rules slightly to keep a guy like Bryce. Here's Trevor Gleeson.
Oh, I think so. I really do. That you want these kind of players. You want the Andrew Bogut. You want the Chris Goldings playing in this league. You don't want them to go and play over in Europe. And if the team has the ability to pay their normal salary, not anything more, not, you know, anything, if the team has the ability, I think they should have that ability to do. And, you know, we're missing out. We don't want to be gone back 2 or 3 years or even 4 years because we're missing out on this talent.
Would you tinker with your payment rules to allow Bryce Cotton to stay here, Larry?
I think the same way. We need some time. I think 6 weeks ago, the world looked like it was coming to an end. I think every day that goes by, we can put our head up a little bit more. But we also can't forget where we're at and what effect this virus has had on the whole world. Businesses are suffering everywhere, and I think we need to just stay calm and stay real about where things are at. Until we know exactly what's happening with our season, the situation with the clubs, and we need to protect what the overall product looks like. And as much as we love Bryce Cotton and a few of our top players, if we lose a few players for a year, I'm going to be very, very disappointed, because I think the league has done the right thing to have a home for them and actually to be able to bring them here. So I hope they stick with us for 1 year, but at the same time, I respect their decision. They've got X number of years to earn a living, so we'll let them explore the markets, because I don't think we're the only country that's affected. I think there are a lot of countries that are being affected, and we're going to do everything we can to try to keep them here. But at the same time, I'm going to protect this competition for the long term, not about 1 year.
And your passionate fan base in Illawarra were pretty happy to get the update from you a week ago on this program. Can you give them an update on where they stand ownership-wise and whether LaMelo and the Ball family are closer to a signature?
Yeah. We've got good interest, so we're confident we'll get new ownership done over the next few weeks to a month. The interest is not just from LaMelo, and we're absolutely assessing what is the best thing for that club and what is the future of that club. I'm personally over having conversations about Illawarra and its financial viability and how it's going to operate. So I want to try to set up the right model for that club to never have that issue of being sustainable again. So that comes down to who are the owners of the club, but also we're being a lot more stringent on both the model, minimum standards, minimum commitments. So we really want to see that club flourish. It's our foundation club, and we want to make sure that we absolutely do our due diligence on how the club will be run and by who. And again, not thinking about just this year, but what does that look like for years to come?
It's a good sign if you've got multiple parties interested.
Yeah, look, the league globally is very well respected. There's a lot of interest and eyeballs on what it is that we're doing here, albeit put aside what's transpired with the virus. We had the best year ever last year. The competition was an extraordinary standard, super close. I think we all loved it. So we just need to do the right thing for 1 year and make sure we get through it all, just like every other business and just like every other sport. It's challenging. I've got a great bunch of owners who are committed to this sport long term, and we're having absolutely the right conversations as to how we all get through it together.
And a quick update for our friends in Tassie, if you can, please, Larry.
Tassie, I think I'm being a little ginger on when I pick up the phone and just ask again, are we ready to start talking? Because they've obviously dealt with more important things than the basketball club. As much as I think it's the centre of the universe, I think they've had a few things to deal with themselves. So I'll be certainly placing a phone call to them over the next few days to a week just to see if they've now got some capacity in their schedule to start the conversations and restart the project again. Rightly so, they had to put it on hold for 4 to 8 weeks to just make sure they deal with a crisis that completely rocked all of our world. So I'll certainly be placing a phone call. So ask me the same thing in the next couple of weeks, and I'll be able to give you a more detailed update.
And it is great to have you on, Larry, to give your whole NBL fan base, which is massive, an update and keep us all updated. But a last word on community basketball and to all those basketball fans out there right now that have got a ball and a hoop in the backyard and are thinking about how much they love the sport and want to break out and play games of their own?
Well, that's the thing. I think everyone is going to appreciate it just a little bit more again. I know I will. We're all going to appreciate some of the normality of life when it's back. And what I can tell you is I don't think it's too far away. Basketball Australia is doing a great job, and we're laying all the plans as to how to bring it back in a safe way. And I'm very confident that over the next, 4 weeks, you'll start seeing some positive signs.
Great stuff, Larry. Always love to have a chat. I appreciate you joining me.
Thank you.